Hello, everyone. This is Glenda, and I am totally excited to be here with you today and looking forward to a beautiful autumn season that will be a great break from the heat and the trouble that we had this past summer. I'm really looking forward and feeling positive that we're going to be nurtured with a pleasant season in which we get ready to celebrate the Holy of Holies at Christmas. So, let's see, Nancy, you've got a setup really well, and I just need to bring in the callers. I think what we're going to do today is we're going to invite the community to ask for their blessings and comment on blessings they're already receiving. And I will contribute as we go along. There are some things I planned to talk about today, and we'll get to it. But I'd like to hear from you first. How's that? Okay, Nancy, who's first? Are you there?
Okay, I'm here. I am here.
Okay. All right. We started the Q&A session, and we have people waiting.
Yeah, I am definitely here, and we're just waiting for people to come on in and, you know, share their stories and ask for their blessing request. So welcome, everyone.
Well, it looks like we have quite a few already here, Nancy. Yeah, I was confused also because I didn't see any at first. Oh, these are our attendees. Okay, let's go back to the Q&A and see. Well, let's see. Well, Nancy, my friend, I'm a little confused about what's going on here. Any ideas?
It looks like, folks, I know that the Q&A is open, so if there's anybody that just wants to test it and put in the *6 to ask your question, we can see if the board is actually working, and then that way we could pull somebody in. Any brave person that wants to share or just... Yep, there we go. We've got Nancy. It's working. All right, let me go ahead and open her line. Nancy, welcome. So thank you so much for stepping up there like that so that we can get our blessing call started.
Well, I thought somebody needed to step up so we could hear from you. So happy Sunday. I was just having a thought about fall, and when I visited my doctor recently, he told me that a lot of his patients felt kind of slow, and he was seeing a lot of depression, and he said many people stopped exercising during COVID, and plus they were isolated. So I started thinking, well, what are we going to do about this? What am I going to do? I didn't feel depressed, but I sure did stop exercising, which does kind of make you feel slow and uninterested. So anyway, I thought, well, what could I do? What do I really love for fall? And, you know, one of my favorite things about October is apples. And so what I did was make apple crisp, and I invited friends over, and we had apple crisp a la mode and played cards and talked. It wasn't anything fancy, but it was nice. It was uplifting, and the apple crisp was something that's near and dear to my heart at this time of year. So I think sometimes it's good to give yourself a little uplift. Think about what you like instead of what you don't like.
You know, Nancy, I have been doing the same kind of therapy. Normally, I have sort of an aversion to sweets. Not in a bad way of judging them, like, oh, this is horrible, because, you know, I have so many good memories of things my mother cooked.
Yeah.
But recently, I have been allowing my body to have what it wants, because it's been through so much stress for 2 years. I think it just needs to have a selection. And I will go through that area of the grocery store, which has some wonderful, it has a wonderful bakery, and let my body say, well, do you want this or do you want that? And inevitably, it picks up something that my mother created.
Oh.
So it's wanting to have healing from my mom. I think it's so sweet. Mm-hmm.
It is. It's so comforting to think of something that you truly love and let yourself enjoy it. And if you can share it with friends, that's good too.
Absolutely. And that's what my body is going for, the more comforting side of things.
Yes.
Like banana cream pie, apple.
Oh, exactly. And I was born in Alabama. I love banana pudding with meringue on top, homemade banana pudding. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, I haven't made that yet.
Go for it.
Well, I don't want to take up a lot of time. I was just wanted to make sure the line works. So.
Yeah, and I love what you shared. It's so wonderful, Nancy, just to remind us, you know, be in our hearts and do the things we love, and especially in the fall and it's getting crisp and, you know, we want to be outside. And I love the reminder to exercise and move, because anytime I kind of don't, I feel sluggish too. So thank you for that contribution. That's just really beautiful.
Well, you know, both Nancy's, I think it demonstrates the fact that we're needing to rebalance. We got way out of balance for a good couple of years. In the name of protection and self-preservation, we did it and preserved it, helping others. It was all for a good cause, but it was out of balance. And we can bring ourselves back into balance and to do it with love. And let's say the moderation, you know, you don't have to eat the whole banana cream pie.
That's right. That's what freezers are for.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes, my dear. And Nancy, you have been closely in my heart and my prayers. I know you were blessed by not being in the straight line of the hurricane, but you had to have been affected by it. And many of the people you know and love. It was a terrible disaster that I can relate to right on the money, because I went through the same kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. You know what it's like to keep watching and listening to see where is it going to go. It's kind of a mystery, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
You just hold everything in the light and pray for the best. And, you know, we really didn't have any awful effects. We had to pick up a little bit of debris from the yard, but hardly any. Mostly we had steady but not hard rain. So we were very blessed. And I have thought so much and sent so much light for the people in Southwest Florida, because Oh, my golly. It was just breathtaking. And I was astounded. You know, I was a water scientist and policy person. I was astounded at the number of people, one, who didn't leave when they were told to evacuate, and two, who didn't buy flood insurance and lived in that area. Now, some of them have lived there a long time and can't afford it. But, golly, it was just...
Looking
at it from my background, it just made me really sad for them to, you know, in hindsight, they would have done things differently. That's true.
And they will for the future, I'm sure now. That was the same problem with us on the south coast of Texas. It had been decades. There was this serious storm, and a lot of people there were relatively new immigrants, either from Mexico or from California or the northern United States, who came down as winter Texans and decided they loved it. So there were so many people with no experience, no experience at all.
Oh, wow.
And,
they just can't imagine. They can't imagine.
Larry and I had a choice, and we had invitations to go, but Larry wouldn't leave. He said, no, our work is to be here. Our work is to be here and hold the devastation of the storm to a minimum. So we did. We had good covering. We had a really strong home, and we just stayed in the strongest, the safest room in the house,
mm-hmm.
and then went out the next morning and went, oh, Lord.
I know. It can just be astounding. Yeah.
It is. And while we're talking about this, Nancy, it brings up something else I do want to ask blessings for. We have a little church in Abuja, Nigeria, and it's a small little church, but it does well. It takes care of its congregation, and they love us, and they love the messages and the teaching, and sometimes they'll ask for some essential oils. That's how we contribute to them. So we give them essential oils, and they go out and sell them, and they make the money for the church, which is a
sweet
kind of arrangement. And I was talking to the minister that's there, and he was telling me about the floods in Nigeria. They are unbelievably horrible. If you're interested, anyone, go onto Google and just say flood in Nigeria. About 700 people have already died. Homes are underwater. Millions of people are, they're estimating right now the damage will be around $20 billion. And that's in a country that can barely afford to keep people alive. It's a horrible catastrophe. So your prayers will be very appreciated by everybody. And I'm supporting them with my prayers. You know, it wouldn't do any good whatsoever to send little bits of money because they're totally underwater financially. But your prayers really make a difference. Your blessings make a difference. And your love, because this is a country that's not very loved by the rest of the world. You know, it's the most populated country in Africa. By far, the most populated country. It has the greatest density of people living at the poverty level of any country in Africa.
Wow.
And it has a lot of religious conflicts, which don't have to be there. I mean, there's no reason in my mind why the Muslims and the Christians have to fight. They've got the same ancestor, for heaven's sake, Abraham. And there's got to be a point where they can get along, but it comes down to politics. And unfortunately, politics is kind of the great adversary of the whole world right now that's tearing countries apart. And so they just need to be loved. They need to be loved, and just send your love there. It'll make a difference. That's what I do by having that little church there. I figure, well, it's a candle in the wind, or at least a candle in midnight, but it's a candle. You know, you can never underestimate the value of light. You can never underestimate the expanding potential of fire. Look, fire is one of the great elements that is not caused by spreading it. You could start one candle in a room and light every other candle, and you haven't lost one bit of the original fire. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
Well,
it's wonderful.
And I think that's a great metaphor of love. There is no cost to love by giving love.
Yeah.
It only multiplies.
Yes. I feel that way about it too, Glenda. It's free. And you can send it anywhere you want. Yeah. It's wonderful.
You can. No yeah. judgment. And everybody needs it. You know? Everybody needs it.
They do. They do.
You know, even
well,
people
on we will do that. I'm sure everybody on the call will remember Nigeria and the people suffering the floods there. Linda, one of the things that happens is when we see the word flood, we just think of the water. But, everything gets moved around, including the critters. You know,
yes,
all the things.
I know. Oh, my God.
In Florida, oh, wow. We have some interesting wildlife floating around during floods.
I bet you do. I'll bet you do. Well, the most heavily hit area for this flood is the part of Nigeria that's closest to Cameroon. And there's a lot of endangered species under wildlife protection in that area. So, you know, we're gonna lose a lot of precious wildlife that is so precious for the planet. And
we just have to keep working on it and being good stewards. Yeah.
God's will be done.
Exactly.
And let us live by the grace of God without judgment, but always with love.
Amen.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Nancy. This was great talking with you. Okay, looks like we've got Mara.
We do. Let's see. Mara, your line is open.
Hello there. I was talking to the wall because Nancy, you got there first. I thought, well, I can hear what's going on. I'll call in. But anyway, as long as I'm on, I would like to tell you about a gentleman, a young man that lives in this building in where my apartment is. And I don't know him very well at all, but he, twice now when we've been in the hallway and there have been other people around, he must have known that I had been ill, and he was, you know, he just came in, but he came over and put his hand on my back, and he was talking to someone on the phone, and I heard him say, "How is my dad?" And I thought that just made me feel how important a touch of the hand is. That gesture was so loving, and I just thought, we don't maybe give enough credit. I know I haven't always in the past given enough credit for such a small act that resounds in the heart. I woke up at night thinking about it, and what a wonderful thing that was, and kind of made a new intent to try and remember for others when I see them how important that is.
Amen. It truly is, Mara. And this is why so many sacred forms of healing have involved touch.
Mm-hmm.
Touch.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we have been taught and motivated to be careful about touching while there are viruses circulating around. But, you know, almost everybody is nicely covered on their back, and that's a wonderful area just to make a little touch, because it's not really so invasive of a personal private territory. is not touching like on the hand or the face, just on the back. It's a very appropriate place to touch and usually well protected. So I just love that as a suggestion, Mara. I really do.
Thank you. I thought it was, if it woke me up at night and I thought of what a thoughtful, loving thing that was to, for him to do, I thought, I must be hearing what I needed to hear, because otherwise, why would I have awakened with such warm feelings toward him?
Amen.
And so anyway, I just
love
thought I'd pass that on. People need to be loved so badly.
I just want to say, there are so many ways we can love one another.
Right.
I think we grew up, well, a lot of us, at least in our generation, Mara, we grew up in smaller communities. It might still have been urban, but it was small compared to today. And we had a more intimate interactions with our schoolmates, neighbors, friends, family. And so we associate love with the kind of gestures that you can really only appropriately give to those you're close to. Otherwise, you might be misunderstood. Even saying certain things, you might be misunderstood. People might think, well, what does she want? What is she getting to? You know, I have to hold myself back from things that are unfamiliar to other people, but there are thousands, if not millions of ways you can actually show love. And, I was in the grocery store the other day, and there was a woman who was, if I think she's elderly, then she probably is, because I'm not exactly a spring chicken right now. but I didn't really want to express to her that I'm looking at her as elderly. And so I said, you know, that's a very high shelf. Would you like me to call somebody to help you get that? And she said, oh, well, thank you. And and I said, you know, even youngsters have to be careful about these shelves, because sometimes they're not packed properly. And I tried to make her not feel like I thought she was old. But that just anybody might need some help trying to reach up to that shelf. You know, sometimes the consideration you direct towards somebody, the thoughtful consideration, is an act of love.
And, you know, I feel that way, too, about the blessings, that we have no idea how far they go and how deeply they are welcomed by people we have no idea of, other than that we are sending out prayers for those that really need them. And I know I have been the recipient of so many of those prayers. And it's a wonderful thing, I think.
Me too.
Oh, yes. Awesome.
Ma, thank you for saying, I just love the phrase you said, I made a new intent, you know, to remember to, and it's just so helpful to all of us, you know, to continue to be open and always learning and growing. Doesn't matter where we are in life and how many, you know, how long we've lived. Just that's so beautiful. You're so open to say, hey, I'm going to make a new intent. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you for saying that. And thank all of you for your prayers and your great love. I truly appreciate it.
Oh, we appreciate you too, Mara. We love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'll came back at you.
Thank you. All right. Well, Nancy, who's next?
We have, let's see, area code 727.
Hello.
Hello.
This Who is Christine.
Speaking with?
Oh, you're Christine. Yes, I'm in Florida.
Okay.
Well, I'm okay. I was north of the storm, but poor Fort Myers is a mess.
Good.
But anyway, I evacuated. I didn't really need to, but I did. But it was something that ended up being a lot of fun, and so it was all right. But the reason I'm calling today is I study universal law, and I came across in the last month or so, there's been being a lot of books and teachers that were from the 20s and the 40s. And I can't believe what I'm finding out in these books and how these people were so close to the Bible and how they interacted the Bible with universal law. I came across one this last week, and her name is Florence Scovel Shin. And she was a teacher of this in the 1920s. And she has written many books, and she has a lot of beautiful affirmations, and they're all on audiobooks online. If you go to Master Key Society or Learn Out Loud online, they're bringing all these books out right now that they were hidden when they died. But they, this one, she has, her books are just, so far I've listened to three of them. Her first book was The Game of Life and How to Play It. I listened to that one first, but then the second one I listened to was Explore the Power of the Spoken Word. But when I read the first one, I kept trying to figure out what she was meaning by the spoken word. So I would suggest, if you're going to do this, to read Explore the Power of the Spoken Word first. And then the second one she talked about was Your Word is Your Wand. I would read that one second, and then I would read The Game of Life and How to Play It. She's also got one on intuition. She is amazing because she explains to you what your words do in creation of your life. She, in her words, she says what you say impresses the subconscious mind. And she said the subconscious mind doesn't accept jokes. So in other words, if we do something and we say, oh, that was dumb, or why did I do that? You know, and condemn ourselves. She said the subconscious mind does not, it takes that for what you're saying. But she goes, her work is absolutely amazing. It's amazing. She gives examples of her students.
Let's start all over. Okay, her name.
Okay.
What's her name?
Florence Scovel, S-C-O-V-E-L. Shin, S-H-I-N-N.
Okay, and what is this website again?
You would like to go to the Master Key Society or learnoutloud.com or just query her name. She has a lot of work online, a lot of work. Her affirmations I could listen to all day. They're to beautiful music. You know, I've listened to another one. His name is Neville Goddard. That was what I did last month. And he's in the same frame, only she's a little different in that she goes into the subconscious realm. He quotes the Bible for every single thing he says on manifesting to universal law. They both are on the same page, but they just have a little bit of difference. But I think that I would want you to start with Florence first and then go to him, because she starts out with how to talk, what to say, and she gives examples of her students, their issues. And they came to her and said, I need the word, I need the word. But when I read the first book, I kept thinking, what is this, I need the word? So the second two, I understood what she was doing. She would turn around, they would come with a problem, and she would turn it around and make it a success.
and she has all kinds of examples. She, she'll say, this is the statement you want, but you can do it for heart disease, your eyes, for, animals, for just all kinds of stuff, for taking negativity out of your mind. And it's just mm-hmm. amazing. She gives you examples and she gives you these statements. I literally sat here and copied all these books for the last week. I've been sitting. It's so intriguing that it's like you don't want to miss a single word of it. So I sat and wrote down. I sat at my desktop, stopped it, started it, stopped it, started it, and I wrote down all the statements and everything. And I'm using them, and I can already tell the difference in the way I feel. It's just amazing.
Okay, right. Well, Christine, this is awesome. This is great. We all have the website now. We've got her name. And I just want to thank you for taking the time to tell us this much. We can't really go on that much more right now because we're not really.
No, that's okay. I just wanted to make sure that everybody kind of had an idea.
That's why I asked. Actually, you're tapping into a wellspring that was really quite amazing that burst forth on the earth in the 1880s. It was really a renaissance of new thought, spirituality that took religion of the ages and explained it in the reality of modern times and how we can actually use it to make life better. The names of great philosophers and speakers are just, could roll off my tongue for 3 hours, who were born or who started their work in this period between about 1880 and 1900. So we could refer to a lot of that. I highly recommend studying that period because that's actually the foundation for what in the 20th century we called the New Age. And one of the reasons the New Age didn't have quite the depth or the longevity that we thought it would have is because they thought it was all new. They thought it was all, and they took the more superficial aspects of it. But going back to this period of time between 1880 and 1900, you're going to find the real founders, the real fathers and mothers of the new thought generation. So I'm glad you found them, and I highly recommend it to anybody.
Yeah, thank you. That was very well put.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate that, Christine.
We appreciate it. Who do we have next, Nancy?
We have area code 832. Your line is open.
Hi, I'm another Christine.
Okay.
Oh, welcome.
Yes, it's my fourth time to call. You guys have helped me so much with my dad, losing my dad, and I thank you again. I'm not going to get that emotional this time, but I am curious. That was very interesting what Christine just said, so I thank her as well. But I'm curious about the oils. I cannot find online. You talk about the oils. I'd love to know where to find them. And I would like to know if you have any experience with crystals or what you think about those. And then I'd just like to ask for a blessing for everyone voting and that we can all come together in being human and not be so polarized.
That would be a blessing in itself. Right.
Yes.
And I do not support politics because it is polarized. But I do support the democratic system. Not necessarily the party, but the democratic ideal. Okay. Go vote, please, everybody. Get your voting registration up to date and express your voice. What you care about. Who you care about. Who you want to be responsible for the next small era of our national evolution. It matters. Whatever you consider and think, it matters. Go in peace, go in love, and go with a spirit of responsibility. Okay? Now, getting back to your other questions, the primary answer to how to find our oils would be on mm-hmm. the website, inspiredorigination.com.
Okay.
It's just the regular spelling for inspired and all together as one word, origination, inspiredorigination.com. And
okay.
once the homepage comes up, you will see there are categories you can select, such as books and CDs and prints and essential oils and others. So just click on essential oils, and that will bring you to all of the oils that we offer. Now, as to my relationship to the essential oils, it could only be expressed by telling you how I came to be able to do what I do. When Yeshua would visit me in days long ago, and even now when he comes to be with me, there's always this lovely fragrance that's incredibly beautiful, but a little bit like a temple. Not with the musty smell that you often find from oils created for the ancient temples or the India temples. They liked a lot of musk in their oils. I don't care for that. And this aroma is very bright and inspiring and activating, which I do love. Well, I wanted to create that because I know that subconsciously one of our strongest senses is the sense of smell, and it takes us directly into the higher mind. I wanted to see if I could recreate that aroma. So I called all of the best known aromatherapy companies in the world. I talked with Young Living, and I mean, I talked with the man, and tried to get his help on this, and he drew a short straw. He said, well, I don't seem to get it. I can't not put together what you're talking about. I went to another and another and another, and they all said basically the same thing. We're just not getting it. We can't put it together. Okay. So I thought, well, I'm going to have to do this. So I began studying essential oils with the best, and intellectually sponsored, shall we say, by probably the most elite distiller, one of the most in the world. I'm talking about the guy with the million-dollar nose, you know, the kind of aromatherapist that the Saudis would pay for, would pay $1,000 an ounce for what he creates. And I thought, well, he'll be able to do it. He said, I can't do it, but I can teach you. Let's start teaching you about essential oils and how they blend and what they are and how we get them. So I had one of the best teachers in the world. And actually what I call myself is an aromacologist. That's someone who studies and blends essential oils. I don't really go out hands-on to do the therapy work. That's what an aromatherapist is, someone who takes the oils and uses them to inspire or heal other people. Now, I can't say I don't do some of that because I bring essential oils to our seminars and we make them available to people. But anyway, to get back to my story, it took me 10 years of study and work to create Christ-Scent. And Christ-Scent was the beginning. I didn't offer any essential oils until 2001. Christ-Scent was the first and the only that I offered for maybe a year or two. But people wanted to have the ingredients in it. So I started making available the ingredients that were in Christ-Scent. I never gave away the formula because Christ and I created it. He and I together created it. It's trademarked, and I do not want it to be cheaply or poorly copied and called what it should be but isn't. Okay? So I do not give out the formula for that. But it's interesting because there are all kinds of aromacologists and therapists that have tried to copy it and nobody can. Nobody can get it. it's really quite amazing. But I actually discovered that for my years of study, I had a nose. It's not a million-dollar nose that Oscar de la Renta would pay for, but it's a good nose. And I can smell almost any blend you put under my nose and tell you exactly what's in it. So I learned a lot. And then I decided I should share my gift. And as we went through different needs for inspiration, for certain moments, certain times, seasons of the year, human emotions, human trials, and I began to create the essential oils that seem to register the most deeply on our consciousness. And I've made them available. So that's what is available on our in our store online. I believe we have 48 blends right now, and then a lot of pure essentials. And these pure essentials come from the distiller I told you about in the beginning. You cannot, nobody can buy from him who hasn't passed his approval. His essential oils just do not go out to the world. So that's why people write me and they say, Glenda, I've never smelled anything like this. How did you do this? And I said, nature did it. It's just, I got it the right way from the right person.
Wow.
So that's my story on essential oils.
I can't wait to go discover.
I think you'll love everything. Your nose, just let your heart and your nose pull it to you, okay?
and if I could jump in, Christine, Glenda offers a really nice guide, a little aid called Anointed with Oil, The Power of Scent. It's a great book that you might want to pick up when you pick up the oils because it's really helpful.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very expensive. I think it's $12. And it covers a side of essential oil that is rarely touched upon by aromatherapy books because they're really focused on what oil can heal what. Okay. And what you put together and don't put together for healing purposes and what strength you use for a person in certain conditions. In other words, most aromatherapy books are manuals for healing people with essential oils. Well, aromatherapy for healing is actually a relatively new adventure in therapy. It's only about 700 years old because that's when distilling was invented. Prior to that, yes, plants were used for healing, but they were used as being saturated in oils such as olive oil or other nut oils, or they were used as poultices. They were not used for inhaling. Well, sometimes they were used for inhaling as in the sense of fresh rosemary. You know, you moisten it with some water and put it under somebody's nose and, you know, they have it opens the nasal area. So, in a broader sense, aromatherapy goes back many, many ancient years, but in the sense of distillation, it's only about 700 years old. But what does go back thousands of years were the oils created for the temple. And those were actually created as infusions in olive oil. They were plants would be saturated as infusions sometimes for 20, 30 years before they would be used in the temple. So it's a very, very ancient science. And actually, the formulas were guarded, highly guarded, not sent out. In fact, God gave Moses the temple fragrance he was to create and use in the Temple of Jerusalem. Well, that was before there was, it was in Jerusalem. That was when they were still in migration. But they had their temple as a tent. And he was to put it on every post of the tent. He was to put it on the hands of the priest. But it was not ever to be touched by anyone unauthorized to touch it. And the formula was not ever to be used by anyone not authorized to touch it on penalty of death. I'm serious. That's in the Bible. That's in the Bible. Now, the formula is in the Bible. And we of course use it liberally today because we have been freed by the Holy Spirit to use whatever is of Christ and the Holy Spirit and God for the uplifting and salvation of humankind. So we do have it, and you can find it on our website. It's called Exodus, and that was the oil that Moses was told to use for the temple. And that, of course, is thousands of years old.
Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful. And, oh, can I ask, do you ever use crystals, or do you have any comments about crystals?
Well, I do love crystals, and I have a lot of them that I use in different places in my home, but I can't say that I'm an expert on that subject.
Okay.
We have a bishop in our church who is really studied and quite an expert on the subject, but I don't have much to share with you about that.
Okay, thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Okay, and we do need to move on. I took a lot of time, but I thought actually what I was telling you might address a lot of people's interest in our congregation. So I rode the pony and went down the trail with you.
Okay. Well, we've got lots of callers. Yes, we've got lots of our community calling in now. So right now we have Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hi.
Yeah. Hi, Glenda. Hi, everybody. Thank you for that. That was beautiful. I just have a little prayer. I wanted to add one thing to what the first Christine said, which is beautiful, Glenda, about how you talked about the last, 20 years of the last century of being the beginning of the New Thought movement. And to add to that, I know that most of the Christmas carols that resonate with us and that we love to this day were made during that period.
Ooh, that's right.
Well, actually,
which is, I think, extraordinary.
It is
a little earlier.
Queen Victoria and Albert were responsible for importing the Christmas carols from Germany. And that's where the Christmas tree came from. We did not have Christmas trees in our Anglo-Saxon tradition. They came from Germany. And a lot of this came from Germany. And then they were refined by the ministers and the New Thought people of the latter part of the 18th century. So it's absolutely true.
Isn't that beautiful?
It is.
I just have a little request for everyone, for the community. I hope it doesn't sound silly, but my kitty Stassi has been missing for 1 week. I'm in Los Angeles, California, and she's only ever been gone a few hours, but she's very smart. She's a good little hunter. She only hunts on our second floor deck, but sometimes there's mice up there. Somehow I think she found her way down. The last I saw her was around midnight last Sunday night, and she was here in my room with me. And then she usually heads out to prowl the house and the decks till the wee morning when then she comes and crashes. But she didn't. So somehow I think she got down from the deck. There's a way to do that. There's a little tree stump if she really wanted to. but she has never wanted to. But anyway, I have the sense that she's out there, and I'm doing everything I can practically, but I know that this is a universe of energy and of light and of love, and I know we're all connected, and I know the power of prayer. So I would just love to ask that everybody imagine this little ape named Stassi. There's a little tabby that's tan with brown and black stripes, that she stays safe and that she finds her way home, or that God brings her home safely to my arms. She just means the world to me, and I'd love to.
Well, there's no such thing as a small prayer. All prayers are divine, and God hears all prayers, and he loves all creatures of the earth, all creatures. You might think about putting a sign in your front yard with her picture. You know, one thing I have found is that other people love animals too, and they love to be part of the rescue.
I think we lost her. Not sure what happened.
Yeah, I think so. But she probably heard
her. She can hear you, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for letting us be. Okay, goodbye. Who's next, Nancy?
Wayne, your line is open.
Aloha.
Hello.
Aloha, everybody.
Hi.
Wow. Been attending the last couple of weeks and not getting in the queue, but when you started telling us about the oils, I had to put my two cents in. I have been using your oils for the purpose of anointing since we met, since you put out the very first oil. And
which
as you know,
been Christ-
I have these.
Yeah,
Christ sent. And as you know, I've been doing these 4 and 5 hour healing sessions with people. In the first part of the session, there's a foot bath in hot, salty water with a few drops of anointing oil, and then I anoint them on their forehead, their heart, their palm of their hands, and their feet, and then put their feet in the water. I've been doing this for as long as that oil has been around, and all the others as well. I have a velvet bag with about 24 of your oils in them, and sight unseen, they have to reach into the bag when they sit in the chair, and just, you know, let God pick an oil for them, which is always appropriate, mm-hmm. of course. And, so your oils, the oils that you make are so powerful. I just wanted to add that they have worked for hundreds of people that I have worked on in healing sessions for the purpose of anointing. Even though they get a massage, we don't use it in the massage. We use it strictly for alignment. Of when they sit into the chair for a truth dialogue before they get the massage. So I wanted to thank you for that, because there isn't any oil on the market that can do what these oils do.
No, there isn't. There really, really is not. And
they're magical.
You know, they are. And we keep it as a cottage industry. So many people have said, you could go so big with this. I was like, no. He's big, but we're going to do what's right. And people learn about this one-on-one, and we send these out to the world one-on-one. All of our seminars start with Christ Sent, again, one-on-one, and people tell each other one-on-one. And this is pretty much the way we have done everything since the Lamb and the Lion was created. I went out to churches, I showed it to people, made the prints available. That was all one-on-one. Never advertised it, ever. I was on a lot of radio talk shows and got a lot of interest from those, but that wasn't the same thing as turning it over to a distributor. We had it on Amazon for a while, but that was not the right thing to do. I took it off of Amazon. I didn't like it there. I didn't like the way they were treating it or what it was doing. And all through the years, we have been one-on-one. I was offered in, it was 2001, a $3 million contract to sell the copyrights to, I think it was, I forgot, I think it was Harcourt Brace. It was one of the really big, big companies. And I didn't want it. I didn't want it. We've had offers for a movie, and maybe at some point, if the right documentary came along, I would agree to it, but I didn't want what they were going to do to the message to make it appeal to the world as a movie. I wasn't going to have it. So, you know, what I can say is that he's big enough for me, and he's big enough for anybody else. We don't have to work on making our little industry big. It's here. It's here for everybody. And when my days on earth are gone, it'll be passed on to the next person or persons, plural, hopefully, who feel the same way. So, you know, it's kind of amazing to think of this, but actually a handful, 12 men, 2,000 years ago, changed the world. That's what a few people can do if you're working for somebody who is bigger than the world. See, the one I work for is bigger than the world. So I just say, well, I'm a focal point on the earth. I'm a touch point, and I love being that touch point.
You know that painting that you painted where Jesus has his right hand toward the heavens and he's holding the world?
Yeah.
He's way bigger than the world.
way.
And I, you know, it's funny. I've been traveling for decades, and I lost that painting I got from you. It was a print. And I also lost the Sacred Heart. I didn't know where it was. I haven't known for a dozen years. And this morning, I checked into this house I stay at in Southern Oregon, and there it was, sitting on a porch collecting dust. Both of those paintings, the lithos, signed by you, and I cleaned them up, put them on the wall, and then joined the call.
Oh wow, great! That was beautiful timing. Okay, well, I could go for hours and hours with you because we're such great friends. But we've got to make some room for some other people who maybe a prayer or a blessing.
Can we bring down the swelling on my left leg, please?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, left leg. Sure.
Okay, sure. Thank you. Love you, Vanda.
Love you, too. All right, who do we have next, Nancy?
We have Rick. Your line is now open.
Hey, Rick. Rick, are you there?
I'm sorry.
You may need to unmute your phone.
Yeah, you should hear me now.
I can.
Okay, good. 2 weeks in a row. Crystal. So I was taught, I've been blessed to meet 3 of the 12 living Native American grandmothers. They all have their own responsibilities. They studied, you know, 20 to 40 years for. And I was... You work with one crystal at a time, and you talk to someone to kind of teach you the ins and outs of it so you have the proper perspective before you start, so it's not just like a pop new age practice. Pure and simple. Okay?
Well, great. Okay, so I need to find such a person.
You could look at... Whitefeather.com, Grandmother Sasa, online would be one.
Okay. I wrote that down. Thank you, Rick.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Do you have a request, Rick, for a blessing?
Swelling in my left leg, too.
Okay.
Coincidence. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, thank you, Rick. We have Iman. Welcome to the call.
Oh, aloha. I'm so happy to get in. I thought if I wasn't, then it's not meant to be. But if I am, I suppose it's meant to be. So I'm blessed. Oh, God. I just want to say your oils are the best. Glenda. I've been using it for years, and it's the only oil I will ever use in the entire world. It's the best. I teach yoga, and it helps me to stay calm and centered. Christ sent wisdom, one of my favorites, and I share it with everyone that I know as gifts or a referral. So just want to say that, add to that what Wayne has said. I have something heavy on my heart, and I talked about it before, but I think, and I didn't want to talk about it any further, but I have to because it's affecting my my emotional and nervous and psychological state. I'm doing my best to focus on my life, and it's really, really difficult. And it has to do with my neighbor again. This I said I didn't want to mention her name. I wanted to keep it respectful, but I realize now that I don't have any other choice, and I don't have any other, because it's deeper than a physical thing. So just want to give you a thing. Like this morning, she would stomp into where I'm sleeping, right above my head, knowing I sleep there, stomp into at 2 a.m. in the morning, and then again at around 8 a.m. in the morning. And each time it shocks me, and I wake up with a very, oh my God, like anger, just intense feeling of anger. And I don't know where I want to take it because I don't want to, and I stay quiet. I stay still. I didn't do anything. I didn't react. I just pretended I didn't hear anything, but this has been happening for forever, actually. Except the time when I mentioned to the community, there was something miraculous that happened at that time. It was quiet for like a few days. And that was the first time I've ever experienced that before. And I knew it was the Holy Spirit and your prayers, Glenda. And now I need help because it's kind of like not done. It's not done. And, I don't want to provoke it. I don't want to react. But I need help. I need help on a spiritual level and on a psychic level because I believe this person is way more powerful than normal people because she's a yoga teacher. Her name, I will tell her name, okay, because I've had it. Her name is Angel Meenakshi Honig. She's a writer. She writes books on veganism. She promotes veganism. She would not even go to any party or a gathering where they're serving meat. That's how intense she is on veganism. And she doesn't go into any commercial stores, you know, Walmart, Costco, Target, or anything for years. And I don't know why, but, you know. So this is the kind of personality I'm dealing with. And for her to go and promote herself as being a holy person, loving kindness, promoting that, and then comes, and I'm totally confused because I couldn't believe that this person is doing what she's doing. Okay, she doesn't respect me, I get it. She hates me, I get it. But come on, like, there is a line between our living space, you know. You don't trespass into another person's living space. And that's what I felt she's been doing all this time, almost a whole year now. This is why I think it needs to end, and I need help. Can I tell you one more situation before I go off? Because one day I encountered her on this in person. I said, you know, you have to be considerate, you know. And she asked me to look into her eyes. I forgot the whole total conversation. She goes, look into my eyes. She said, you know, and this is in my porch. And I think the neighbors can all hear us. You look into my eyes, you know, and I looked into her eyes. All I can say is, Glenda, that night when I went to sleep, I was whipped. Psychologically, I was whipped. So I never felt that in my entire life. I was whipped. It was painful, but it was not a physical pain. It was a psychological pain. And I said to myself, my God, this woman imprinted my eyes. She psychologically, whatever, send the psychic energy and whipped me. I don't understand that either. So I don't wish to understand it. I don't want to get into that psychic realm. It's none of my business. I just want to deal with this and get it healed. So I do send her love, but I will keep my distance. I need help. Basically, I need help.
I am so sorry to hear about your trouble. I really am, Iman. Is there any reason you cannot move?
Right now, no. Right now, Glenda, it's just not doable. We've kind of just put together everything, established our home there, place our angels there, Archangel Michael stuff. It's just too soon, and we don't have the time. My husband and I are both very busy people, and I just don't have the time to, you know, do another move. We moved 3 times already within the past year. And we're really exhausted.
Yeah.
So
I really
we would like
about
to,
that.
Yeah. And I pray to God I never have to speak about this ever again, because I'm doing my best to resolve this in my own way, like, you know, putting together another roof over my head so that I don't hear anything, you know, even if I, yeah, I'm trying to defend myself, basically. So I don't need to ask another person to change, yeah. But your prayer would go a long way. So I ask this to be a final, dear God, if there is such a thing, resolve.
Nancy, were you speaking?
You know, that was my first thought when I had written a little note to myself, can you move? Maybe like, I know this sounds strange, but Yeshua's direction about, you know, loving the varmints or the snake, you know, everything and everyone belongs, bless them, but maybe love them in another place, and maybe she'll move. Maybe that was the thought
well,
we were having.
You know, this could lead to a very long lesson.
Right.
And my hesitancy is a little bit toward not wanting to open Pandora's box and not completely clean it out. But the fact is, we were all created as sovereign beings. We are children of God. And thereby, we have a right to establish boundaries, that we do not allow anyone to trespass unless they're invited. We actually have the right to hold to our boundaries. And we have been given the God-anointed right to cast out anything that is harming us. And without going deeper into the subject, I would highly recommend that you cast, not her, but that you cast out all of this destructive behavior from your life. Now, if she has to leave with it, then that's her business. But you have a right to cast out that destructive influence, that hostile influence, and that harmful influence that is impinging on your life. Just say, in the name of Yeshua, I cast you out.
Thank you. I do that all the time. I say, be gone, you know, get thee behind me, what Master has taught. And there are times when it works, and then there are times when I got so tired of having to do that constantly.
Here's the thing. When you cast out her behavior, she's only got two choices. One is to work harder to bring it back, or to leave along with the behavior. She doesn't want to leave. So then she works harder to keep her behavior crossing your boundary. We could go very deeply into this, but my friend, we can't right now. I just cannot. I will keep you in my prayers, in my blessings, and I will do my part in casting this out for you. Okay?
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
So hold to the blessing.
Absolutely.
Thank you
very
much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's see. Tara Kim, welcome.
Hi. I am wondering if I just might request a blessing for family today, especially my mom. She's going through a significant time right now, and there's a lot of elements that are going on right now, and I don't quite know how things are going to shake out. So definitely need a lot of extra support for her, if I could request that. Thanks. And the other blessing I'd like to request is for my husband's cousin, David Gates, G-A-T-E-S. He just had the third recurrence of cancer come around, and it's metastasized, like, throughout his body this time. So he's just starting the chemo process and stuff, but we just want the best for him as well.
Okay. Yes. What's his name?
His name is David. And Gates, G-A-T-E-S. And my mom is Barbara Ulrich, U-L-R-I-G-H.
We know your mom. We love her.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. Well,
thank
Nancy,
you, Tara.
We have someone else?
We do. We have Wendy's back on the line.
Hey, I don't want to take up any more time. I'm sorry my call dropped. But
oh, okay.
Thank you for holding Stassi in prayer and bringing her safely home soon.
We will.
Absolutely.
We will. Okay. Well, I think it's time we moved into our blessing. What do you think, Nancy?
Well, Nancy Dupree is on the line.
We have another one. All right. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, I'll be quick. My wonderful neighbor, Kanani, and her son, Kino, have lost, her son, or the son, Kivan, has passed on along with their elder dog. And I just want prayers for them. I am going through cataract surgery. My left eye has gone through surgery. It's not quite great yet, but it's pretty good. It's better than it was before. And then I'm going to get the right eye done on Halloween. And my cat is also outside and won't come back in, Elliot. So prayers for him too. That's all I need. My little trick for negativeness is to surround it with love and send it to its highest good. That's a,
well, yeah, I'm sure that's been tried. And
there's a quickie.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you.
You bet.
And bless you, Nancy. And Rick did call in again, Glenda, so Rick must have something to share.
I was rushed off the phone, and so I'm usually not that anxious on calls. In fact, I'm relaxed. But what I wanted to say, just with the crystal, and first of all, it's Joyce Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T. She has a beautiful Facebook. Every day she'll quote from Crazy Horse or an elder, but these world-famous wildlife photographers send her, and she posts just the most awe-inspiring pictures of birds and animals. So I highly suggest you connect to her. But back to the crystals, there's like a continuation, and that's why it's so important that you do it right. You know, your spinal column is filled with crystal. Your ear, it's like a lightning rod of consciousness through prayer that ascends up. The sacred points of the world, Mount Fuji, Ayers Rock in Australia, Hawaii, others have crystals in the peaks of the mountains. So they're really energy transmitters, and that's why you've got to be serious about it, just like, you know, intentful with your words and your prayers. The one crystal to work with, not, you know, American mentality, more is better. And the ones that are really beautiful are the purple quartz ones, but they're very, very powerful. So you, without guidance, you don't want to work with those. It can be detrimental. And you always wash your crystal once a week and clear, you know, as clean water as you can get for 4 minutes. And, you know, kind of like revitalize its energy with you and your contact. So I just wanted to finish that off. So I didn't leave just a partial impression.
Oh, well, Thank you. Glad you came back, Chris, Rick, because, you know, this is great information for everybody on the call. And a lot of people come back and listen to the recording. So we'll have a record of this, and that's
good.
A really good contribution. I'm glad you made it.
Yeah, and be careful. Like, I have knocked mine over a couple times, and literally it's disrespectful, unintended energy. So you just really treat your crystal, you know, with love and soft kindness as you work with it. You know, and it's really a prayer transmitter that has mineral properties that are hard to really put into words, you know, but a teacher or someone that has worked with them can guide you.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
okay.
I need to do that because, you know, I'm kind of a novice on that subject, but I do respect them. And I already know about the crystals in my ear.
Well, you and Grandmother Sasa would be wonderful. I mean, you would bond so quickly, I can tell you. It's just an amazing.
Tell me that again. It's Grandmother's
Sasa. Sasa is her native.
What?
Grandmother Sasa, S-A-S-A, is her Native American. And
okay.
Joyce Bryant is her Americanized name. And so under Facebook, she's Joyce with a Y, G-O-Y-C-E, Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. That's good to have. Thank you.
Yeah. I learned a lot from her. Okay?
Thank you. Rick. I sure will.
My
Thank
pleasure.
You. Appreciate it. All right.
Well, that's it, Linda. We are ready.
We are ready, and so is Yeshua. He said, well, okay, we had a good session. Let's do the work now. So everybody just get located. Okay. Now, thanks, Nancy, for doing that. And now everybody just relax. Wherever you are, choose your spot, make it yours, bond with it. So between you and it, there's almost no gravity. There's no pressure. It's just you relaxing like you've fallen asleep, except you're not. But it's okay if you do. That's all right, too. And shake out your arms and legs because, you know, even listening to really, really good stuff, we can get tensed up because the more interesting it is, sometimes the more adrenaline we create to make sure we hear everything or take everything in. So shake it out, shake your legs, and turn your head around to limber up your neck because that's a really important channel. Throw your shoulders back. Because it caresses your spine, and then you turn your body, your upper body, to the right and the left so that you're, again, gently exercising your spine. And you're creating an open flow of energy, which is going to carry the energy of the Holy Spirit. And just as we confirmed from so many people today, the wonderful contributions, we live in a universe of energy, and there are many ways we can either access the energy, give the energy, heal from the energy, pull ourselves up into higher planes through the energy, and it's important that we use it well. But right now, in this blessing, you're very protected by the Holy Spirit, the love of Yeshua, and the grace of our Heavenly Father. This is a time where we come home to be with the ones who created us, who love us, our brother who adores us and wants us to be the best that we can be in all things we seek to understand and achieve. So we just rest in the power of that love and that protection, knowing that what we will receive will be very good for us. We don't know what it will be. We pray for that which we need. And sometimes they know even that we need more. Or perhaps an overcoming of that which will allow us to receive the things we need. So we give our faith into them, we receive their gifts with love. And now let's just take one really giant deep breath and blow it out. And as we relax, let's begin our four square breath, which is exhaling by four. Your four, whatever it is, as a gift into life. By grace, giving time by your count of four for it to be received. And then by your count of four, receive the gift of life back in you. Give yourself, by the count of four, the time to receive and assimilate before you give forth a new breath. Find your own rhythm. Find your own rhythm. The important thing is that your count of four is the same amount of time each direction, so that you develop your personal rhythm that surrounds and fills your life and unites your life with the world around you. As you do that, I will offer my prayer to Yeshua. Dear Lord of life, Son of God, older brother to us all, we thank you for coming into the world that we inhabit to help us master it with love and with the fullness of a greater perspective of what's possible, with the whole scope of our being, which is greater than anything the world can see. Help us to shed all of the identities the world has given us, that we may simply be the child of God, empowered by the love of God, the grace, the wisdom, and the caring of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for teaching us, leading us, and walking beside us humbly, that the few who receive you may have a powerful impact upon the future of this world, that the few may heal the many when they are sent by you, when they reside in the power of the Holy Spirit and are covered by the grace of God. The few can change much. Let us know that what we receive can be given to others by touch, by thought, by inspiration, by action, and intention. Let us be prayerful. Let us be hopeful. Let us be wise and expectant. We ask that you especially care and make your caring known to those who are suffering all around the world. So many people are now. And we know you are with them. But we ask that you would carry our good wishes also, that they may know they're cared by their brothers and sisters in other countries, in other places. And together, we are one family. In all of this, we ask in your name. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me now and let us convey the blessing? Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing is given. Now, you need to finish receiving by just being quiet for at least 7 minutes, preferably lying down in a reclining position. And it's okay if you fall asleep. You will still continue receiving. And the important thing is to be a blank slate, not expecting this or that, receiving the gifts of God according to the will of God. Be blessed. I wish you a wonderful week. And I look forward to being back with you again next week. Okay, bye-bye for now.